we start a kufamates and we'll bring 10 sif.
Oh, 10 sif we did?
We did 10 sif from last time,
yeah. Who the total, right?
After Yud Aleph. Yeah, Yud Aleph, yeah. If you want to repeat it, all right, we can do that.
Really,
so you have
rearranged the Shema. I didn't do this. This is
the
decision.
Maybe
it's a better idea.
Shut them up. Yeah. So where you want to start with Siv Gimel or what?
He wants to start at Yud Aleph.
Over there with Sif.
Yud Aleph. Kuflametesh. Sif Yud Aleph. We said in the beginning that our Chotzer says Venosim B'Yodah. The get has to be given B'Yodah. B'Yodah, according to Masere, has not been translated literally in her hand. It means in her shoes. Of course, in the hand, so much the better. But even if the get is placed in her chotzer, then it's also good. She doesn't take it in her hand. Now the shayla is, suppose the husband lend her, so to speak, a place in his chotzer that it should be to, either he lend her or she pays for it, she rented it, whatever it is. Now, renting and borrowing is the same. Once it's hers, either because of Shiloh, because of Skirus, it has a din of Chotzer, and this is what the seed says here. He shall habal mokim b'chatzei roi, or the lo yichad lo, that Mitzare is out of what happens, he didn't indicate which corner. He just said, okay, in my Chotzer, I lend you a place where the get could be, where I could put the get. Now, we have a klal in the Gemara, when a person just lends somebody a place, is mokam mechad hishalom. Prey mokam isloy mashvela. That's the Gemara's loshen. That a person does not lend two places. If he's at chotzer, all right, so any place in the chotzer, as long as he didn't stipulate. But if in the chotzer itself, there is a special here. He says, "V'nofel al gabe kora, or al gabe sela." You have a huge rock in the middle of it, in the middle or in the end of the chotzer, and he threw the get on the sela. Is ema mokim shenofel? There are three tnoim. Ema mokim shenofel ala engbar arba ames al dalad ames. The engbar voye you. The English Shem Levi doesn't have any special name. These three noim. It's not Arba Lamas, and it's not Gevoya Yud. The English Shem Levi. Then it's part and parcel of the rest of the Chotzer. Harajim Agresh. In Yeshom Echad Megim Levarim Elu, but if one of these three things are not valid, in other words, if it has a Shem Levi, if you want to point out where it is, it has already a name. Once it has a name, it's an independent place, independent of the rest of the chotzer. So it's chole kishus liyatma, it's a separate place. Umoke mechad hishalo, velo shnei mekoyim. Yehine mugaresh. So she's not, he only gave her place in chotzer, but not in another place, which has an independent name.
You mean it wasn't part of the
chotzer? It's not part of her. Once it has the name patio, then it's not part of the chotzer. Consequently, that he didn't lend her. So it's his chotzer, and his chotzer to get is not effective.
The mokum dalad amas by dalad amas?
The same thing. If it's dalad al damas, dalad al damas, then it's an independent place.
But it's inside the middle of the shirt.
Yeah, it's inside, but it's a little different. That's what I'm talking about. It's a little different. Yesh mi
shakotzer. Why Gevoya Yud?
That's always.
What?
And I should show it all. This also the same. If it's 10, that would be having a Shabbos.
No, by 10, isn't by. Wait a second. Above 10 is, isn't it Makom Patur?
No, Makom Patur is above 3 up to 10.
Oh, from 3 to 10.
Up to 10. That's a Makom Patur. No, up to, I mean, sorry. A Makom Patur is above 10 if it's less than 4 and 4. But if it's 4 by 4, then it's up to 10, it's a cardinal. And above, it's a Radha Shita Yoch.
Doesn't it go together that you have to have Dalit on Dalit plus 10?
No, he says one of the three. He says, Lagabe, this Indian is one of the, it's not a question, but he only lent her Mokam Bahasera. But if it has a uniqueness, some uniqueness, in that case, that it doesn't enter into the general term Chotzer.
Why is it that we don't rely on this Indian of Chotzer more than the Indian of Shliach? In other words, if your rug is sending us a shliach, I mean, every base, if you have to go to some of these places where we had a problem getting a guest from there, so the converse is true. If the rug wants to send a shliach out there, so you got to find a good base from out there.
Yeah.
The chora, why shouldn't we rely on the idea, we'll go to the Baal's house, and we'll go in and just say, this is your yard, yes, this is your yard, you own it, here's your, here's your, here's my document, and I own it. And this is the chatzah, you see the chatzah, yes, this is the gather for us. Now I'm going to put it down over here, and we'll have the whole thing in his backyard.
But you're asking about
the I'm saying, why are we relying more on, why are we doing shliach as opposed to as the chatzah on
that? Well, that I could answer, because as we go on further, in the Gemara there is a whole discussion. And finally, Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, about he is talking about Rishus Aram, Daladam is Koinis Lazarodam, you know, they'll soon have that. And if it's called of law, if it's Mugareshi, it's called of law, any Mugareshi, the Shat was called it means we'll soon have. And then Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, even if you have all the conditions, it's called of law, but there Daladam is a law, is nevertheless, it has to be, first of all, he says, close enough, Achitoshua Vetitlen, Achibayabet. Bends down, she could reach it, she would pick it up. And even then Shmuel says, you should make sure that you get it into her hand. So they learned Shad what Shmuel meant, Lachum Rabbi Yalma. The boy she is as long as it meets with these in Minater. These are Minater demons. But Medabone, the Makbid, and they'll soon get to the understanding. Dafke, she should get it into her hand. So that answers your question. All right, Yud Beis. Did we finish Yud Aleph? Yesh mishakotu shafat v'shein shom shum mechot migimel dvorim elu einem ugereshes at sheyir betur dalet amusel. This is also what Shmuel said. It should be dafki betur dalet amus shalom. All right, then we'll have a few more. Ishalal gagli. Suppose he lent her his deruv, the nokla get al gag acher sheyeshloi etzloi is megureshes. He didn't lend her that other gag, and we said bachotzer. We said we are matbe if it has a unique name, it doesn't enter into the general term of chotzer. And here by a gag, he only stipulated the gag of this house. And it fell into the next gag. Nevertheless, we said, it's all right. So the halach has kibun shein di yurim kibuim begag. No one lives on the gag. It's the mele ene makpetolov. It doesn't matter, this gag, that gag. As long as the boat belongs to him, it's all right. Yesh mi shekosal, shafile nov laget al gag shel kol odom. This is another sheet in there. The way the Rambam learned Shaddat in the Gemara. That it doesn't necessarily have to belong to the Megadish, even if the gag doesn't belong to him at all, but belongs to some other person. Nevertheless, the heel chayla lifshit yodo, the little mishama, as long as you can reach and take it, is a reza megadish. So the gag is also, because there no one is makbet.
No one is makbet.
So that's the Rambam shita, the way he learned shot. But there it has to do an Indian from. They didn't make an error to carry the water from one guy to the other. I can't imagine. But this is it.
Wait a second, what does she need the place for?
In order to be chatzero. We said, lavdav ki yoda, but chatzero also.
Someone else's chatzero. No person cares if anyone goes on his roof?
That's it.
And therefore it lies like everyone's property? I could use anyone's roof for whatever I want?
It's not what you can want, what you want, but at least this is the way that Rambam learned Pshat, that this minor, it's a minor thing.
So for a little thing, if I want to say
it's not Makbet, since it's not Makbet, so therefore we will soon have a din, let's say, suppose she has the Mishnah, right there in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Zion, I think. The Mishnah says, if he threw a get in her, she is in bed, and he threw a get into in her bed. And so then she is divorced. So the Gemara says, I shall the chatzer shall bow, it has to be her chatzer. The Gemara says, it talks about 10, yes. אז זה לגעת לאישתו והיא בשר בישר בשר חצר של בי והוא referring to the get והוא בשר בישר או בשר חצר הרי זה מפרשת והיא the first part is the then זרוק אלו בשר בישר או בשר חצר אפילו הוא אמא במיטה הוא מין the get he threw it into her gear, into her bed, ain't a magareshes. So the Gemara says, the techeikol, the techalsa, is a magareshes. That we'll talk about later. So the Gemara says, why is she not the gear? Because the bed is not high enough.
It's the bunk bed.
By the way, this issue that we just had, the three, this is here. Have mokam moishri in shi. Ramakam is slow motion. This is right here. Here. This is what Robert says.
It's a double bed. It wouldn't help.
A double bed wouldn't help.
It's higher.
It's her bed. Amar Rav, lo ishanu, that if he throws it into her bed, and the bed is in his reshus. The Mishnah says she's not divorced, but because it's his reshus. This is only b'mita shaloi. אבל במית השלום מגורשת. If this is her, מגורשת. She is gegeben. אני אמר, אוכל, אבל זה ממית השלום מגורשת, ממית השלום מגורשת. So the Gemara questions, במית השלום מגורשת, כאלו שלקר בשביל סמוכה הוא, שם את מינו, כאלו שלקר בשביל סמוכה, כל הלקח את הנבוי דרעיף שקרים, ובבסה, ולא לכאלו שלקר, so why can't you he only threw the get, he didn't say give the shoe. He only gave the get into, he said Arayat Mugareshus, and he put the get in her bed where she was sleeping.
It's her bed?
It's her bed, yes.
What is the definition of her bed? She owns it?
She owns it.
Or she just sleeps
in her bed? She owns it. She owns it.
How does she own it?
She doesn't know what to
marry.
How much money is she going to buy? Well, that's the general kasha. That's the kasha at the first part of the mission. You say, Blita Chatera, Mashkon Sishukona Bailo. This is also here, the Gahul Shaila. And finally, Rava gives the answer. As had Yodava Hatzera born Keechot. Born Keechot. All right. That's about Hatzera Bichlau. And now, and the same goes for the bed also. She, let's say, she brought it in. It belongs to her. For what's the din if a woman brings in her own belongings when she gets married? Does it belong to her husband? It does not. It belongs to her.
If he buys
for her, then it belongs to him. But if he didn't buy it, she bought it, she brought it in from her father's home, it belongs to her, not to him. The idea of belonging is also about Nirse Karke, for example. There's Nirse Meluk and there's Nirse Tzoyim Basel. Nirse Tzoyim Basel, because he is responsible for it. You know, whether it goes up or down the places, whatever it is, he is responsible for Nirse Tzoyim Basel. All whatever is written in the Suba, you know, that's called Nirse Tzoyim Basel. And Nirse, so therefore he's responsible, therefore he has a, it belongs to him. But Nirse Meluk means she never gave him anything. She still owns it. The only halacha is, if she, for example, owns a building. Her father gave her a present, a building. And the building yields every month so much and so much, you know, rental, let's say. It yields a profit. Yields a profit. But the halacha is, if he provides so with mezonos, then the peres, this is called peres, what yields. Then the peres belongs to the husband as long as they're married. But once they're not married, the house belongs to her, but the peres belongs to him. And if he doesn't, or if she doesn't want, she says, Michael, don't give me the peres, don't give me the mezonos, and then I'll take care of myself. You have to date women that earn much more than the husbands. And they can very easily forfeit whatever the husband gets. In that case, even the peres belongs to her. So anyway, so the mitzvah shalom is megoreshes. So the Gemara asks, even it's mitzvah shalom, but it's berushus shel shalakeach. And the Gemara asks, Ashayla and Babavase, and that shayla was a boy de la yivshita. Why can't you be poshes and done it? That kelu shalakeach berushus moicha konan akeach. So the Gemara answers, loitzeriche the gevoya asor. It's high. It's 10 tefachim high. 10 tefachim high is shana reshus b'pnei yatsma. 10 tefachim high, but a 10 tefachim high stands on legs, and the legs stand on her, and his is the shoes. So the Gemara has a chikim mokum kare. So the Gemara answers, a mokum kare like kab d'inch.
I'm in the place where the legs of the bed is sitting?
Yeah, and she got it. It seems that under 10 tefachim. So it's already a shoes before the house, because you can use the underneath, under the bed, you can still use it. So therefore he's not makpe. So this is it. It has to do with hakpod. If the husband is makpe, then if he didn't give it to her, the get is not effective. Otherwise it is. That's the whole idea.
But can you not say that if a woman's bed is really hard, or the point is that if she's sleeping in a bed, it's meyuchad for her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even if she didn't actually buy it, but the point is this, it's no, this is your bed.
It's meyuchad. Well, if it's meyuchad, if he gives it to her,
but somebody's sleeping there all the time. I mean,
nevertheless, as long as it belongs to him, let's say after they part, does she take along the bed or not? That depends.
If she takes it, it's not hers. It's not her. How is it hers?
No. If he allows her to take it, so apparently he gave it to her as a matana. Otherwise, he would say, leave it here. It's not yours. Leave the bed here. In those days, everything. Even nowadays, if it's an expensive bed, it's expensive. Especially if they part angrily, then he certainly wouldn't want to give it to her, anything to her. He threw the get in the street, public place. It's not the Rishus Rabim, but it doesn't belong to either one of them, not to the husband, not to the woman. So then, in that case, Korev Loi, that's what also in that subject. Korev Loi, any Megadeshes. If it's closer to him than to her, she's not divorced. She's not divorced. Hoya get, and then if it's closer to her, she is divorced. We don't know yet about Korah, what the meaning of Korah is. We'll soon have the definition, several definitions. Hoya get machtze la machtze, suppose it's in between, half and half. Or the machtze la machtze, such a year court of law, arrays a suffix mugareshes. Then it's not suffix. If it's doubtful, but it's court of law. Or even if it's not court of law, but it's too far away from her too. Is it Safak Mugaresh? How you call of law? Kedeshit Toshua Vetet Lenu, as what we said before, it was close enough for her to just to bend down and pick it up. Harizet Posel, this is what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, don't declare a divorce. It's still, the get is not valid yet. Not valid yet. Actually, you gearly your door. Once she gets it into her hands, now he has to give the definition of korah. He is close enough to it to be able to watch over it, to guard. But she is not. She's too far.
How close is that? How many feet is it?
Well,
it all depends. It all depends how many people are running around. Isn't it?
If a dog would come and take it, he would immediately jump and take it away from the dog, or whoever it is, a kid, a baby, or whoever it is. That's called a lawyer.
Is that relative? Yeah. Let's say in the middle of Manhattan, the middle of the subway, it's right on the get. I mean, you can barely get it even if it's right next to you. You know what I mean? It's like, it depends how many people are.
Well, Minadin, that's what we say. Minadin. We say, the mom will soon tell you that even though Minadin, she is divorced, Medina Tere, nevertheless, we demand that it should get into her hands.
You know, what is this guy?
In the field, maybe 3, 4, 5 feet.
It might be a quarter mile.
Back
and
forth
well,
that's
the street.
It's 8 inches away, you get
stepped on and got ruined. In Gomel, see, we have that sugi. The sugi, Dalad Amas, Koenis, Rehoda, Meshusha Rab. So the Gomel is lined up there. The Amas, Meshusha Rab, is not on Dalad Amas, Koenis. Only they be symptom, a small.
Why?
Because as you say, because there's so many anyone people back of her, anyone can take it. So there's a shayla legaba metziah, and the same with halacha legaba get. So the emes and shusram, it's no good. That's why they dwell upon this. The chabad said the shusram. Let's see what she also has something. Yeah, no shalom, no Mishnah, that's all. Demish can you come, no Yishon. Okay, so let's see further. Where is the Shalom? How you call it law? Okay, they should assure the Ketlana, and as a poser, she gave you your door. But her cast, you know, yeah, that is it. It's heavy. But if it were you, who Yahweh Shemra? The he ain't Yahweh Shemra? Is that who called it law? In other words, there's no get, absolutely no get at all. She's a relationship.
But you could re-give it, no?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure. Shinaim yecholim l'shomroi, or shinaim enim yecholim l'shomroi, zeho machzeh l'machzeh. That we say safek mugoreshi. In other words, they're both close to it, they both can watch it, either one can watch it. So in that case, neither one can watch it. Neither one. So in that case, it's a safek mugoreshi. If it's the third
Daladama.
Now the Gemara asks, what about the Daladama is going to slow it? So the Gemara maintains, let's say the both of them, the husband and the wife, they come pretty close near each other, and he throws the get to her, and it falls on the Daladama. Yeah. But in that case, you have to figure who came first. If the first one there, let's see, she was there, so she already appropriated the Daladama. He also comes into the Daladama. That would not involve the kashness of the get. On the other hand, if he is first, and he already appropriated the Daladama, then even though it's pretty close, as she tashur with the tlenis, all she has to do is just to bend down and pick it up. Nevertheless, she will not be divorced, because it's on the Dalad, in the Dalad Amis, and he was there first, and it's his Dalad Amis. Same din of Ashriya. Yeah, but he is the Shaliach Shalabal. We'll have a sif later that the Shaliach is just like the Baal. All the halachas with the Baal apply to the Shaliach.
That's what I was giving you, Jeff. If you have a question about leaving his Rishus.
And about the Rishus. For example, the din is if the husband puts it in the chotzer, the get, in his chotzer, and then he gives her a matone, the chotzer with the get, then the halacha is as soon as she gets that matone, because the chotzer of the yodbon kecha, they come together at the same time. What about the shaliach? The shaliach kambula, shaliach halacha does it. His shaliach gives her his chotzer. The halacha is just like the bow. That's the halacha. So whatever the shaliach does in connection with this get, it is as if the Baal himself had done it. All right. So, Bohut Chira, the Yamad, Sif Yadalad, he came first, and he stood there, Yachakach Omdehi Kenegde, Uzroko Lo, said, Aloha like this, Im Hoyaget Batech Ada Amish, Shaloi, Eina Megoreshes, Ava Bishim Toshuach Tetlenu, it's so close that you could pick it up. Nevertheless, since he came first, so it's his daladamas, and therefore it's not a gift. On the hitchila, but as she came first, uvohu v'yomad kenegdo, uzrokoi lo, aval ishuhu machze la machze, even in that, in the middle, all the hu letech ha'vam ishalo, and that was by right, it should be, she should be divorced. Huh? Again, all the hula to have a mishalom. Here it says, I have a hula first to the get. Who came first? She did. Who came first? She did. Oh. The boy who be omit connect is Rokolo. Aval pishu machzele machze. Hoyel. Well, either way, if you say the who it refers to the get, and you say the he to the woman, or the healer to Chadam, Shalom. All right, nevertheless, even though by Menatera should be a good get, nevertheless, how does he get possible? Achiyagi agetli yodo, this is what Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda. And they all interpret Shmuel meant only Lechuma Biyam. Menadin, she is divorced. But in the Chumre, she should not be allowed to remarry before she gets it acting into her hands.
Why do you
say that?
It's just
yeah.
That's a
cool one. That's a cool one. No, it's
saying,
not a...
It's, no, you're saying
it's more wrong with a Chumre,
Ba'alma.
A Chumre, Ba'alma, yeah.
The way it's been
made already
now.
No, he's a Chumre.
No, but he's possible to get, which means that...
It's possible to get, it's possible she's not allowed to remarry. You're machmer that she's an HSA. She still is an HSA.
But that's a cooler also.
What's the cooler?
The cooler is that the...
This is the chumra. The only thing for Paul is they have a chronim. Have gone to Shaila, it's a Shaila ego. He disappeared.
But is this a...
Yeah, I guess. It's possible to come. Possible to have it. Yeah. Everywhere it says possible, that will have a sinner kufnun later. The term possible means it has validity in the Torah, it's only possible with Rabbanah. As a result, she's possible if her husband is a Kohen. Yeah. So possible with Rabbanah. Possible means with Rabbanah. But Achrayim have a whole discussion. Suppose he disappeared after this. And she's going to remain an Aguna. So they said, that's it. So they want to make Sadik, Lahokim. Since it's Koshim and Atere, so by Prav of Chumunis. Chumunis, you're proud of him, you can accomplish it. Avolim Zorek, Hadaramo, Hago, Avolim Zorek, Lala Teich, Aram, Shalo, Bein Abal Nichens, Kira Teich, Harezim Ugareshim. And the Ramo adds, we'll hold the Medina. Avolim Chathile, Ein Le Gareish, Afile Litna Getel Teich Hatzero, Oletech Malbusheho. Now, why Malbusheho? Because, Malbusheho, why am I afraid? It puts it in her address on her. Why is no good? Because Malbushim, it may be borrowed, Malbushim. So there's a... So if it's borrowed, the person who lent her... The Malbush, didn't lend her on that, for that purpose, to be divorced. She wanted to enjoy, she goes to a party, she wants to have a nice dress, okay. But not to use it for a gift. Some people are. All right. Elele tach yoda mamash. The yoda te hei pisucha mitchilis hanesina at sofa. It should be open, not closed, because if she closes it, you know, sometimes as soon as he gives it, but if she closes it before he left, then the din is the nosan be your daughter like you see her.
So let me ask you what this is. Yeah. Couple things. Number one, The rub always has, she holds it, she holds out both hands.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you say yad, it's not the yad, so usually, wherever the toes is yad, yad, four like this, it's about 1 yard, not 2 yards either.
Not 2 yards.
And it's a question of which one, maybe the yad is the eater hand, let's say.
Yeah.
But she's a lefty, and she's got two hands now, so in a sense, she's really, this one is nothing to do with this, it's not If she has two hands, so the left hand is Messiah, that should be a chesaron. If the Torah meant yad literally one hand, then using two yadayim would be
Messiah. Yad is a chesaron. No, stam yad means either hands or both hands. But for example, at tefillin, I didn't know something.
The potato because of yad keir.
Yad keir, because of extra hay. Extra hay. But otherwise,
how do we know yad means two hands? It could be two hands. Why is it a mile? Why is two hands a mile?
The mile, I'll tell you about the mile.
I would just take it in one hand and put it in the other hand.
No, it could be one hand too. But the only thing is, the I'm afraid if I give it in one hand, she'll immediately close it, shouldn't fall off. And there's a inyan of kisika, like kisika. It mustn't be your double like kisika. But if you have both hands, it won't fall. And even then, we tell her, don't close it. I always tell her, don't close it until I tell you. And after he takes his hands away, then I tell her, close it and lift it up.
Also, in terms of this, let's say she had a cast on it. Or
There's a geta from the alma. There's a common of the alma that's a master. If you have your hand, there's no din of chakit. Because both hands is all right.
But if she would either have, if she would have some bandage, you would tell her, even a bandage, we have a bandage here.
Yeah.
You would tell her to use one hand, or you tell her to use both?
I would still say, because this this chatzitza business is so far fetched, such a
common
liana. Which one? No. That's way late. The Rambam mentioned as soon the minik, also as a minik without removing. But not as a ma'akiv, no.
So you would, if you had bandages on, you would
Sometimes, for example, I had already a case where the woman couldn't remove her ring. Ever since she erased all the years, she never removed her ring. She never did. It's possible that even got a mikveh. It's not a even if she doesn't remove it, but nevertheless, if she lost it, if she needs a dough, she wouldn't want the ring to get ruined. So she does remove it. So in other words, when is the ring achatzisa legabe tefillah? When it's achatzisa, sometimes, under certain conditions. But if under those conditions it's removed, is even the legabe tefillah can be zoche?
Yeah.
I can't hear.
That's a fourth. Because it's a whole chumra for achatzisa. The one against the side, you don't have to worry about it.
No, that's not
the tefillah.
I don't
know what tefillah, but I mean,
That's what we have. Please take off your ring. If it's a serious
look, she can't take it off her hand, and she always keeps on when you bury her, would you take her ring off or not?
You bury?
Yeah, but for me, if they want people to keep certain things on his body, keep it on that whole seat, don't take them away. With the ring, she never takes off. Whatever the same again.
If the ring she never takes off, you got the tefillah you're talking about, you got the
hand, you got the gift.
She died.
Gura.
She died, she died, and she died, and the ring. First, we get out of the thing. After the part of his body, you have to bury it with her ring.
Her ring, his ring?
No, her ring, she never takes the ring off.
She never takes it off. I say, if she can, we try it. She uses soap and then she removes it.
No, she's dead. She's dead. I want to bury her with the ring in
the hand. Oh, that's it. That is a sisha, then I lock him and I'll bet it's sure there's a shiny. Whether it becomes also by Noah, of course.
What about if she's, her hands are very weak? You have a person who has a small arthritis, a very old woman, very tough woman. It could be a young woman who's got very short arthritis. So is there anything about how long it's got to be in her hands?
No, the contrary, we don't want her. It should only stay on the hand. It shouldn't fall off. She can hold her hand this way. No, on the contrary, we don't want her to come.
Because
she's sicker.
What is the importance about after she gets to get there of pelvic her?
To close it and to be kleiner, yeah. I'll soon discuss that. That is our Indian Bifniyatsa. That's our Indian Bifniyatsa.
Yeah.
Why we would probably tell her to close her hand and lift it up and be coined again. Why we tell her under her arm and to take a walk, we'll soon take with sooner. I tell it because to demonstrate, but that's not really the reason. You'll soon come. No, because to demonstrate is more sensible. Then we'll soon discuss that.
Yeah. Also, if a woman finds it difficult to take off a ring, you don't have to press the issue then.
I don't. It happens at any time. You absolutely cannot involve that. Usually she tries over it. So, but if she touches, she can't take it. There's no question.
She's not holding it in that point anyway.
Well,
I might hit it.
Yeah.
It's going to hit it, probably.
The child is there by the dollar meaning.
No, but this thing is not that, does it not belong to the husband, the ring?
No, it belongs to her.
Why?
Did he give it over? After the condition.
It's a
regular ring.
And she keeps it all these years.
But she gets divorced, does she not have to give it back?
No, a regular ring when he's married gives it back as a ring.
Yeah, that ring she doesn't have to give.
But the was the Kedushin ring.
If it's not Kedushin, then the Shaila
is
what has to be given back. The Kedushin ring she doesn't have to give. He gave it to her, and it was Mekadosh, and she was an agency because of that.
And the gifts he gave her?
The gifts, that's it. I'm so shy, what gifts she has to give back, what not. We usually, this comes up practically, very often, not so much today, because today when it comes to Dina Momenis, the court makes all these decisions. We have no power over it. But whenever it used to be the rabbis, the Bezim would give her. So then we have a ganze Scheile, what parts. Usually we follow the rule that the things that came Machamoso, she keeps. Came Machamoso, she gives back.
This came to the family from the outside.
Family from the outside. Yeah, so.
He gave her.
What he gave her as a present belongs to her.
To her?
The Scheile is only when they get presents, like wedding presents. How much of the wedding present must be returned? So that's the rule. That's what we usually follow. That those presents that come from her family, it's hers. From his family, that's what we usually follow. There are so many shaylas and a lot of shaylas. The Dina Momenis, we are safe of that. So as Dina Momenis, we don't have to bother with it because the court does it for us.
I understand that. When you give your wife a present, it becomes hers?
Certainly.
You buy her a dress, it's hers?
That's it. You give it to her as a present.
It's mama's hers.
A birthday present, whatever it is, of course.
Why?
Mama's hers.
Why isn't it what she's kona, your kona?
Masha kona, isha kona, bailam is only legabe peris. But not legabe the thing itself, the ken, that belongs to her.
They're giving it.
Mishnah and Baba Basra like this. The Mishnah says, suppose he sent her as a chosen. You know, first there was Kiddushin and engagement. Kiddushin, but then in those days, that was the engagement.
Kiddushin
gave her in, said that I had, and the chuppah was much later than he threw in the place. Oh, suppose he gave a present. And then they break up. So who does the present belong to? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if he ate at her house by the in-laws, not the whole year, one meal, today, what is that, Loshana Mishnah, a certain amount, a small amount, then, in other words, there was such a close friendship with them that when he gave her the present, he gave her the lame shalom, and then it says, he can't demand him back. On the other hand, if he didn't give her, if he didn't need that much, he gave her, in that case, he gave her. But if we go into psychology, conditional.
How are we allowed to go to Masjid?
In that case, you have to give back.
How are they allowed to, people allowed to go forth? I mean,
they don't shy, they don't ask any shots.
Close their eyes.
Some people also go to court to have it obtained.
I'll tell you, I personally today, what I hear about the Dinatera, and I participated as two Dinateras with other Rabban, Elder Rabban, that is, I was much younger than their own, and I didn't like their behavior. That's all. And what I hear about what Rabban would be a Dinatera, I would rather tell them go to court than go to Rabban.
But if two people, they don't get along and they decide they want to break up, they can go to court and they can have the judge decide how to divide everything up.
You see, the way Rashi says in Eilam Shemesh, that's what it means. The Leila Fnei Akum.
Yeah.
And this is a Gemara also in Gittin. So, I personally believe, I think Rashi says about the Mishpat in the beginning, because they attributed to their idols. In other words, they mix religion with them. They open up the Mishpat with a greeting to their idols. That's a way to do. But today, I don't know. But it's not a recognition of Akku.
If some people were to need to be using the court as arbitration,
arbitration is all right. But if they use it, they want to go to Rafa Dinatora, and then Mark Bredlach, he has paneas. And at dinner, you're not allowed to tell one fellow to sit and the other one to remain standing. And there's so many halachas, we have to be so totally disinterested. I forgot who I was, a young Rav, a godly, he grew up to be one of the Gedolim. But he was young and he took a position. And his godless, Jim Luyashev, he was hailed for his Torah. And all of a sudden, he was there after not even a month. One Balabas says he had a dinner with another guy. And that Balabas was very influential. Yeah. There was like a big Tamil Chacham also. Yeah. And he was always on his side. You know, I tell him, push it on there again. Soon he said, yeah, they didn't miss. So they came in, the boat was there, and he didn't even turn around to him. He put on his talus over here. Who's the Tavaya? He said, Stark. So he was the Tavaya, just for a bus. Yes, he handed him, you know, do. He didn't tell him here. You know, he did say. Do so, as if he never saw him in his life.
Yes.
But such, you know. And then, in the other one of Gitainet, and Bedam Gitainet, and then he said, Du bist Machai Chuyuf, Sibat Zonga. Er ist ja rot gegangen, der Chaya. Der Rich Balabos, der Influencer Balabos, Chaya. And then he told him the truth. It was all made up story. He wanted to know how the young girl will act, if he'll act according to the halacha. That's it.
Are you allowed to
but
do
you,
this?
But you mm-hmm. have to bear a bond.
Are you allowed to do this?
What?
To fool somebody?
Yeah, well, he wanted to test him, that's
all. Are you allowed to?
He wanted to make sure that... Mm-hmm. All right, the man.
so in a moment it's in court, is it pretty fair? Is it not?
In court,
they divide up between the man and the wife. I mean, do they do it fairly?
Well, they have their own. I have a case there, and I have it. I had it, and it's a not. And I was supposed to be on his side, and but I saw he's wrong. She's the man. He wanted to have to. He didn't care so much. The money mattered, so let him go to court. I didn't know myself, a millionaire. He wanted to give her $4 million, but it meant that she should forfeit custody of a child. Anyway, whatever it is, they finally went to another group of rabbis,